administration we plan to deal with, and that'll be toward the end of the message. But we're going to start in the book of St. John, chapter 12, starting at verse 32 and verse 33. Should be 32 and 33. St. John, 32 and 33. Now, hopefully those... I don't know if he's got those. By the way, pray for Pastor Andre and his family. You know, they are traveling. They should be in Florida by now. Praise God. And again, pray for the family. Praise God again. The loss of my wife's mother. Praise God. And still kind of dealing with that. But we praise God. He brought us through the celebration. And so we're thankful for that. All right. All right. Starting at verse 32.
Mm-hmm.
So here we find the word of God saying, and if I be lifted up from the earth, will draw all men unto me. The next verse.
This he said, signifying what death he should die.
Okay. He said that signifying the death that he would die, how he would be lifted from the earth, put upon the cross. He said, when that happens, I'm going to draw all men unto me. So the first point we want to talk about in lifting, there's a lifting. We need to lift up Jesus. Now we see here in the scriptures, it talks about him being lifted up from the earth. That's talking about the cross. Praise God. But then there's a way that you and I can lift him up. There's a way that we can elevate the Lord so people can view the Lord in a high position. How do you do that? Well, thanks for asking the question. Praise God, you do that by the way you live. When you live in the earthen realm, praise God, and you begin to give God praise no matter what's going on in your life, you begin to give God praise and give him thanksgiving, and you honor him for who he is, and you make sure, praise God, that people know that you have a relationship with God. So people can understand how important it is, praise God, to have this relationship with God. And as you walk in the earthen realm, when folk, praise God, are going through all that they're dealing with and all that going through, we as sons and daughters of God should not be in panic like the world. We should not be caught up like the world. I'm not saying we shouldn't be cautious. Yes, we should. We understand that we're in a season, they call it a pandemic. Praise God, because of this COVID-19 and how it spread all over the world. Praise God. But there is a lifting. If we lift up Jesus, praise God, then we'll find out that we're going to be able to deal with whatever comes our direction. Nothing, praise God, the enemy can throw at us that's going to get us off of our square. Nothing that the devil can, praise God, bring toward us that can keep us, praise God, from moving in the direction that God wants us to move. Because we have the King of Kings in our lives. We have the Lord of Lords, the great I Am, Shepherd of the sheep. There's nothing too hard for God. He's going to watch over us. He's going to protect us, praise God. And whether you know it or not, I know, you know, we wear a mask and that's okay. And we do a lot of things to protect ourselves, good things. Praise God. But guess what? The real protection comes from God. Amen. If you're not, praise God, being protected by God, sweetheart, you're not protected. Amen. Praise God. You can have a mask on, praise God. You can have a shield on, praise God, from the top of your head to the bottom of your feet. But if you are not in God, praise God, the enemy will penetrate and he will cause, praise God, illness to come on your body. Praise God, even in our own houses, Praise God. There are germs in your house. Praise God. There's stuff in your house that can cause you great illness. So we cannot walk around, praise God, feeling defeated, being fearful. We have to walk around understanding who we are in God. So there's a lifting. The lifting is, first of all, make sure you lift up Jesus. All right, let's go to our second point. Praise God. And we're going to go to Numbers chapter 14, verses 1 through 10.
And all the congregation lifted up their voice and cried, and the people wept that night.
Okay, they lifted up their voices. Uh-huh. Read on.
And all the children of Israel murmured against Moses and against Aaron.
Uh-huh.
And the whole congregation said unto them, would God that we had died in the land of Egypt, or would God we had died in this wilderness.
Now here they are, face with an obstacle. But had they thought about where they come from, had they remembered what God had already done, had they understood what God was doing for them, then the voice that they lifted up would not have been a voice, praise God, of complaint. It wouldn't have been the voice, praise God, of anguish. It wouldn't have been the voice of fear. It would have been the voice of faith. So there is a lifting, and it's a lifting of our voice. And our voice should be lifted up, praise God, in, praise God, exclamation to God, telling God how precious he is, not looking at anything but God. But you see here, praise God, when they got to this obstacle, and the thing about it, what they said, they was upset and they were angry, and what they said truly backfired on them. Read on.
And wherefore hath the Lord brought us unto this land?
So why did God bring us to this place?
To fall by the sword.
Uh-huh.
That our wives and our children should be a prey.
That our wives and our children will be a prey.
Were it not better for us to return into Egypt?
Says, wouldn't it be better for us to go back where we come from? What were they thinking? What in the world was on their consciousness? You come out of heavy bondage. You come out, praise God, where you had to make straw for brick. Praise God. Then you had to work, praise God, as they were saying, like a Hebrew slave. Praise God. And yet, because of this obstacle, you are now saying, hey, it'd been better if we go back to Egypt, where we come out of, where we were oppressed, praise God, where things, praise God, were coming against us in such a way, praise God, there was no, praise God, letting up, praise God. And they sit there and complain. Look like they would have thought, man, we done come through the Red Sea. When Pharaoh was coming after, we, you know, during the time of the 10 plagues, praise God, how God protected us. We were in Goshen and never felt the plague. And then the last plague of the firstborn dying, whether it be cattle, whether it be children, whatever. Praise God, we were protected because we had the blood over our doorposts. Praise God. And then after Pharaoh finally let us go, and then he got angry and began to pursue us. Praise God, how God watched over us, how God allowed a pillar, praise God, of cloud to lead us in the day and a pillar of fire at night, praise God, to lead us. And the pillar of cloud, praise God, the Pharaoh and his army, praise God, it confused them. And the fire confused them. They couldn't even know, they didn't even have any idea where the Israelites were, praise God, until they got to the Red Sea. And when they got to the Red Sea, they recognized and realized where they were. And God opened up the Red Sea, let them go cross on dry ground, and then Pharaoh said, I'm going after them. He pursued after them, got into the midst of the Red Sea, and God let the waters come back and drowned them. Now, when they were on the other side, oh, they was having a good time. They lifted up the tambourines and began to praise God, talking about how God had delivered them. Praise God. But then they began, praise God, to complain as they continued on. I won't go through all the different places they complain, but we're here at this place and where they were getting ready to go into the promised land. Praise God. But because they looked over and saw giants in the promised land, then they looked at themselves. And Sharifa, they said to themselves, man, we're just like grasshoppers compared to these giants. Oh, yeah, everything God said is over there. We see all that. Oh, we see the wonderful fruits, and we see everything he said was going to be there. But we can't do that. There was only two people, praise God, that had the faith to say we're well able to go. And that was Cain. Excuse me. Caleb and Joshua. Sorry about that. It was Caleb and Joshua, praise God, who had the faith to say, yeah, we see the giants, but we're well able. Well able. And that's what you have to have a mindset. God, we're well able to conquer this thing. No matter what it is, we're well able. How are we able? Because of God being on our side. God is in us. So they lifted up their voice, but they didn't lift it up correctly. God wants you to lift your voice in a place, praise God, to give him praise and know that he's going to do what is necessary to be done. Continue to read, Sister Mitchell.
And they said one to another, let us make a captain and let us return into Egypt.
So we're going back to Egypt. Go ahead and read.
Then Moses and Aaron fell on their faces before all the assembly of the congregation of the children of Israel.
Read it.
And Joshua the son of Nun and Caleb the son of Jephunneh, which were of them that searched the land, rent their clothes.
They were upset and tore their clothes. They said, can't y'all see that we are well able to go into this land and possess what God has given us? The only two people out of the 12 could see that and have faith to go forward. Continue to read.
And they spake unto all the company of the children of Israel, saying, the land which we passed through to search it is an exceeding good land.
It's a good land. Read.
If the Lord delight in us, then he will bring us into this land and give it us, a land which floweth with milk and honey.
Flows with milk and honey. Guess what? We can take this thing. That's what Cain and Abel are saying. I keep saying Cain, praise God, praise God, Joshua, praise God, and Caleb. Joshua and Caleb. That's what they're saying. We are well able to take this. Continue to read.
Only rebel not ye against the Lord.
Said, don't rebel against God.
Neither fear ye the people of the land.
Don't fear the people that's in the land.
For they are bread for us.
They are bread.
Their defense is departed from them.
They can't defend because we're with God.
And the Lord is with us.
And the Lord is with us.
Fear them not.
Fear them not. Don't worry about them. Read on.
But all the congregation bade stone them with stone.
They were so angry. They said, no, stone Joshua. Stone Caleb. Praise God. Because they're talking, we can't take this land. Read on.
And the glory of the Lord appeared in the tabernacle of the congregation.
God got so angry that he appeared in the tabernacle of the congregation
before all the children of Israel. But Peter, standing up with
the... Now we're going to the book of Acts here. Praise God. This is Acts chapter 2. We're still talking about lifting our voices, learning how to lift our voices. Read.
But Peter, standing up with the 11, lifted up his voice and said unto them, ye men of Judea, and all ye that dwell at Jerusalem, be this known unto you, and hearken to my word.
Yes. Glory to God. So, going to the third point. Now, just before we go to that, I just want to say something about what we just read. Here, again, it's the point of learning how to lift the voice correctly. You need to be saying what God says. You need to be speaking what God is speaking. Praise God. Don't pray one thing and talk something else. Don't pray deliverance and talk bondage. Praise God. Don't say one thing, praise God, speak one thing, and then speak something else. Praise God. You have to learn how, when you pray, say what you pray. When you read the word, say what the word says. Not your feelings, praise God, not what's going on in your personal life, but say what God says. When you learn to lift your voice and say correctly what God wants you to say, then you're going to see God moving on your behalf. All right, let's go to the third point. Glory to God. And this, we're going to the book of Exodus for this. And this is the lifting of the hand.
And Moses said unto Joshua,
mm-hmm.
Choose us out men and go out, fight with Amalek. Tomorrow I will stand on the top of the hill with the rod of God in my hand.
All right, read it.
So Joshua did as Moses had said to him and fought with Amalek, and Moses, Aaron, and Hur went up to the top of the hill.
Okay, read on.
And it came to pass, when Moses held up his hand,
as long as his hands were up,
that Israel prevailed.
Israel prevailed.
And when he let down his hand,
but when he got tired and let his hands down,
Amalek prevailed.
Then the enemy began to prevail.
But Moses' hands were heavy.
Uh-huh.
And they took a stone and put it under him.
But what they decided to do, because Moses couldn't keep his hands up all the time, so what they did, they got a stone, put it under him. Read.
And he sat thereon.
Uh-huh.
And Aaron and Hur stayed up his hands.
And Aaron and Hur were there to make sure his hands stayed up.
The one on one side,
mm-hmm.
and the other on the other side. And his hands were steady until the going down of the sun.
So that caused them to continue to win the battle because their hands were lifted. Praise God. Again, these 3 points we've gone through thus far is lifting up Jesus. Praise God. Lifting up the voice and the lifting of the hand. Praise God. Oftentimes we have to understand the lifting of the hand is a sign of victory. It's a sign, praise God, that you're winning when your hands are lifted. Praise God. And you've got to consciously understand there's always a lifting, praise God, in your spirit, the lifting of your hand so that you can prevail against the enemy. Praise God. The enemy, praise God, doesn't like any of us. Praise God. And there's no... Let me see. I'm trying to be a little diplomatic here, but maybe I won't be so diplomatic. Praise God. Dumb people who worship Satan, praise God, who are what they call Satanists. They worship it. You know, Satan doesn't like them either. He doesn't like anybody that's human, because all of us have the potential, praise God, to be where he was. So if you, praise God, serving God, he don't like you. If you're serving him, he don't like you. It makes no difference. Satan doesn't like anybody in the human realm, praise God, because he know we all have the potential, praise God, to be in a position to praise God. He had that position in heaven. Praise God, he was the greatest praiser in heaven, but he got caught up. Praise God, about his abilities and about his giftings and what he ended up doing. Praise God. He said, I'm going to exalt myself above the throne of God. And God said, no, that's not going to happen. Kicked him out of heaven. Then there were some dumb angels that went with him. Praise God. A third of the angels, praise God, went with him. Those what we call fallen angels or demons. They're in the earth and they're trying to distract you, trying to keep you from getting the things that God have given you when he died on that cross. He gave us so many things, so much, praise God, was given to you and I by his death on the cross. He exchanged, praise God, his righteousness for our sins. He took our sins upon himself, praise God, so that you and I could take on his righteousness, so that we can have, praise God, what belongs to him. And then he went into hell, praise God, died, went into hell, praise God, and stole, well, didn't really steal it, praise God, just took it, took the keys of death and hell from Satan. Now Satan has no authority and no power at all over us, praise God. So it's up to us to understand how to keep our hands lifted, praise God, before the Lord. To let him know, God, we appreciate you. I'm thank you. No matter what's going on in my life, my hands are lifted to you, God. I praise and I honor you, God. I thank you for who you are. Praise God. I'm not going to let the devil, praise God, make me feel like I need a pity party. I don't need a pity party. I don't need pity balloons, praise God. I don't need anything, praise God, because all I got to do is lift my hands up and remember who God is in my life. Yes, you're going to go through in this life. Yes, you're going to have some issues. Yes, you're going to have some troubles. But, baby, lift your hand to God, praise God, and say hallelujah anyhow. Praise God. Never let the devil get you down. Praise God. Praise God. Lift your hands to God and say hallelujah anyhow. Glory to God. This devil's defeated. Praise God. Sometimes I wish he would just manifest himself so I could kick him right in his eyeball. Praise God. And stomp on his toes. Praise God. Stomp on his corns. Whatever he has that hurt him. Praise God. But God wants us to understand, lifting our hands before the Lord, there is a lifting. All right, let's go to the fourth point. Glory to God.
And Joshua discomfited Amalek and his people with the edge of the sword.
All right. Now we'll go to point number four.
Mm-hmm. Lift up your heads, O ye gates.
Oh, he's telling us now, let your head be lifted up. Lift up your head, O ye gates.
And be ye lift up, ye everlasting doors.
And be lifted up, you everlasting doors.
And the King of glory shall come in.
What's going to happen? The King of glory shall come in. Mm-hmm.
Who is this King of glory?
Now, who is the King of glory?
The Lord, strong and mighty.
It's the Lord who is strong and mighty.
The Lord mighty in battle.
He's mighty in battle.
Lift up your heads,
mm-hmm.
O ye gates.
Yes.
Even lift them up, ye everlasting doors.
Yes, God.
And the King of glory
shall come in. You know, my wife didn't know what I was going to minister on, but when we was at the service for her mom, she actually used this very scripture, praise God, and quoted it, praise God. And it's time, baby, for us to lift our heads up. There's a lifting, praise God, that God expects from us. Lifting up Jesus, praise God. Lifting up our voices, glory to God. Then there's a lifting of the hand. Then there's a lifting of the head. Then the lifting of the gates and the doors. And I want to talk about that just for break that down for you. Praise God, the heads. Heads, or the head itself, represents the place, praise God, of in the natural realm of your five senses, praise God, which are what we operate in the normal realm, praise God. Everything really is in the head. Praise God, the eyes, the ears, praise God, the nose gate, the mouth gate, praise God, even the touch and feel gate, praise God, of those five senses are really located in the head, because the touch, the baby, feel and touch comes from the brain. Praise God. I remember one of my uncles, praise God, he had had his leg amputated, praise God, because of an issue that he had, praise God. But guess what? His brain kept telling him that his foot was itching. He didn't even have a foot on. His foot was gone. But the brain, praise God, was sending him a signal that he needed to scratch the foot. So the feeling and the touch, all that's in the head. So he said, be ye lifted up. Lift your head up. Praise God. Lift the natural man up. Praise God. Lift him up and begin to see Jesus in your situation. Lift up your head, O ye gates. The gates represent, praise God, opening, praise God, which you use to permit passage, praise God, through. And also, praise God, it represents being a place of enclosure. So a gate is something you open, let things in or out, and it also is a place, praise God, where you close to keep things coming in or going out. So it's lifting up your gates as your head first, then your gates, praise God. Everything, praise God, that can enter in, praise God. Make sure that you're lifting those things up to God. Don't let anything come in that's not of God. Don't let anything out that is of God. Praise God. Don't allow, praise God, people coming to you and telling you negative things. Praise God. Reminds me of the whiz. He said, I don't have no bad. Don't give me no bad news. We know it was a wicked witch of the West. She said, don't come with no bad news now. And sometimes we have to tell folks, don't come to me with no bad news. I ain't got time for that. I haven't got time to hear the latest gossip. I haven't got time for you to talk about somebody. I haven't got time to listen to that. My gates, praise God, are lifted toward the Lord. Praise God. And I close them off to any negativity. Praise God. But I open up to all positivity. If you got something good to say, come on, baby, let's talk about the Lord. Let's talk about the goodness of the Lord. Let's talk about what God is doing in the earth. I know everybody's caught up with the pandemic, but guess what? God is still blessing. God is still moving. God is still healing. God is still encouraging. God is still saving. God is still delivering people, praise God. And glory to God, you're going to see God move, praise God, even in a greater way in these latter days. You know, we're off in 2020. Praise God, it's been a rough start. Praise God. A lot of stuff was already known, praise God, and perhaps things didn't have to go as they went if people had, praise God, used the knowledge they had early on. But since that didn't happen, praise God, the sons and the daughters of God, we have power over all the power of the enemy. Praise God. And let's, praise God, let's maintain, praise God, our sights on Psalms 91. It lets us know that he got us in a secret place. Hallelujah. He's protected us. I'm hid in God. The devil don't know where I'm at because I'm hid in God. He tries to do things, praise God, against me, praise God, but I still praise God. So he's trying to figure out, well, where is Brother Mitchell at? I don't know where he's at because I throw something at him and he's still praising God. Praise God, I did something to him, but he's still praising God. Praise God, just like Job, he didn't know what to do when Job would not curse God. When he lost everything he had, praise God, including his children. Praise God. Then the next, praise God, second chapter begins to talk about how his body got afflicted. But he never cursed God. Praise God. He just praised God. He talked to God, yes, because he was concerned. Lord, what's going on? And God finally talked to him. Praise God. And let him know, praise God, that even though you were going through, I was still with you in all of it. Honey, anything you go through, God is in it with you. You got to learn how to rely on him. Praise God. Yes, at times you feel like just throwing in the towel, giving up, praise God, giving over to your feeling or your emotions, baby, but you got to understand, make sure your head is lifted and your gates are lifted up. The last point of that is the door. Praise God. The door, Jesus Christ, he represents the door. Praise God. And in the fact of the door, praise God, he, in fact, go to St. John 10 and 7 through 9. I believe they should have that on the screen. If they don't, then you can read it from the Bible. I had it in my notes. I don't know if he got it. Glory to God. But St. John 10, 7 through 9. All right, while you're turning there, a door is an entry, all right, way of entrance, praise God. And also, it helps people to enter in, and also, praise God, you can keep people out by shutting the door.
Then said Jesus unto them again,
uh-huh.
Verily, verily, I say unto you, I am the door of the sheep.
I am the door. So when he says, be lifted up, all your gates, praise God, lifted up your head and your gates and the everlasting doors, Jesus is the door. Continue to read that.
All that ever came before me are thieves and robbers.
Everybody came before me was just a thief and a robber.
But the sheep did not hear them.
But they didn't hear them. Mm-hmm.
I am the door.
I am the door.
By me, if any man enter in,
yes,
he shall be saved. And shall go in and out and find pasture.
Yes, God. He's going to find, praise God, what he has need of. Jesus is the door. Praise God. Make sure, again, your head is lifted. Praise God. Make sure, praise God, the gates are lifted, and make sure the doors, praise God, are lifted to the Lord. And you will have, praise God, the power of the Lord's Spirit to move you in and to move you out. All right, let's go to the next point, praise God, which is point number five. And this is lift up the heart. And we're going to Lamentations.
Let us lift up our heart with our hands unto God in the heavens.
Let's lift up our heart and our hand unto God in the heavens. You got to learn how to lift your, praise God, your heart up to the Lord as well. That's a precious part. When we speak of the heart, basically in the scripture, most of the time it referring not to the organ that we have, praise God, that pumps blood through us, but it's the center of your being. Praise God, the heart represents the center of your being. So he said, lift that heart up. Make sure it's lifted up to the Lord. Make sure you're giving God praise no matter what you're facing, no matter what you're dealing with, no matter what you're going through. And I'm going to read that again. Let us lift up our heart with our hands unto God in the heavens. Continue to make sure you're looking to God. No matter what's happening, no matter what you're going through, keep your heart lifted toward the Lord. All right, we're on to point number six, and we're getting to the close of this. Excuse me. Point number six. Let me see what scripture is this out of. Oh, I know what I did on that. Excuse me. Didn't have a scripture on it. But it's a song. Most of us remember it. We older enough. We used to sing a song, Love Lifted Me. When nothing else would help, love lifted me. I was sinking deep in sin, far from the peaceful shore. Praise God. Sinking deep. Had a sin stain in my life, so I was seeking deep. But the master of the sea, he heard my despairing cry, and from the waters he lifted me. Now safe or saved am I. So love lifted me. When nothing else could help, when everything else had failed, praise God, love came and lifted me. Praise God, and that's what God is here to lift you, honey. He's to help you. He's to bring you to a place that you will see the glory of God in a such a way, glory to God, that you will know God is on your side. All right, going to my seventh point. Glory to God. And that's in Genesis 31, verse 12. Also to be in Genesis 22, 13. And then also Psalms 121, 1 and 2.
And he said, lift up now thine eyes and see all the rams which leap upon the cattle are ringed straight, speckled and grizzled.
All right. So we want to make a point again that we're lifting up Jesus first. We're lifting up our voices. Praise God. We're lifting up our hand. We're lifting up our heads. We're lifting up our heart. And then we are lifting up our eyes. All right, continue to read those scriptures.
For I have seen all that Laban doeth unto thee.
Uh-huh.
And Abraham lifted up his eyes.
He lifted up his eyes.
And behold, behind him a ram caught in a thicket by his horns.
Yes.
And Abraham went and took the ram and offered him up for a burnt offering in the stead of his son.
Uh-huh.
I will lift up mine eyes unto the hills.
I will lift my eyes up unto the hills.
From whence cometh my help.
From whence cometh my help.
My help cometh from the Lord.
My help comes from the Lord.
Which made heaven and earth.
He's made the heaven and he's made the earth. Glory to God. So again, and I got one more point after we go through these again. I just want to emphasize them. Praise God. First of all, we lift up Jesus. Glory to God. Because of that lifting up of Jesus, and he draws all men unto him. Then we make sure we lift up our voices. Then we make sure that we lift up our hand. Then we make sure that we lift up our hearts. Then we make sure that we lift up, praise God, the head, the gates, and the doors. Then we lift up the heart, praise God. And then the song, praise God, I wanted to share. And then the last thing I want to talk about, praise God. Now, we did quite a bit of flying here in the last few days. You know, we flew down to North Carolina because of the tragedy, and we had to change our arrangements. I flew the first flight that we flew. My wife and I flew separate flights because of the finances. Praise God, it was easier for us to do that way because my son has some mileage on American, and I flew a Southwest. Anyway, I flew from Indy to Baltimore and had a layover in Baltimore, then from Baltimore to North Carolina. And, of course, that's when I found out about my mother-in-law passing. Then we got there, and they were trying to make arrangements when they was going to do the services and everything. So we decided, praise God, to come back early. So then our wife and I, and thank God my son, because of his travels, he has some free mileage on Delta Airlines. So George and I both got to fly together, and we flew from North Carolina to Detroit, and from Detroit, praise God, to Indy. But in that process, I thought about the plane, and I thought about how does planes really get off the ground in the first place? You know, the very concept that the Wright brothers had, praise God, and they certainly, went much further than the Wright brothers. But they had a concept, they had an awareness, and I think what inspired them was looking at the birds and how they were able to fly. Well, one thing that's important are wings. But a certain way things happen. So I looked up some information, and again, you know, I'm not going into the depth of all this, praise God, because it's just too much to deal with. But I do want to talk about four things that cause planes to fly. And it's also related to us in our praising God. The first thing, the four things that we talk about, the laws, these are four laws. First is the law of gravity, which keeps things from going up, keeps things grounded. But then there's another law called the law of lift, which is able to overcome the law of gravity. But then there's another law that operates as lift is taking place. It's called the law of drag. But then there's another thing that overcomes the law of drag. It's called the law of thrust. So when you look at those four laws, gravity is what keeps you down. But then there's a law, they call it the law of lifting. Of course, we mentioned all the things of lifting that we had in these scriptures. That law of lift, what it does, and they say because of the way the wings are made, that even though there's a law of gravity, but when that plane, praise God, begins to take off, there is something they call the law of lift, which overcomes the law of gravity. So you begin to lift up. But then when you start lifting up, then there's another law that comes. It's called the law of drag, which tries to pull you back down. Praise God. But then there's a law they call the law of thrust. And that thrust, praise God, gets you past the law of drag and gets you into the air and sustains you in the air. Praise God. So that's a thing that God wants you to understand. Yes, there's something that wants to keep you down. But, baby, there's something that will lift you up. And it's the love and the power of God. So continue to keep your eyes on the Lord. And yet, when you get in a position, praise God, and they say those wings have to be made a certain way because as they cut through the air, gravity is still trying to pull it back down. Praise God. And it gets so high, then there's another law called the law of drag, which is trying to get make sure that that plane doesn't get, praise God, up in the air. But then there's a law, praise God, of thrust, and that's the power. Praise God. And guess what? You shall receive power once the Holy Ghost is come upon you. Praise God. You're able, praise God, through the Spirit of God, what's inside of you, to deal with the drag, the force of drag, even though you've lift your hands and you're praising God, praise God, and things, praise God, look like they're changing and things are getting better, and then all of a sudden you hit something, praise God, and look like you just can't get over it, praise God. But then the law of thrust, praise God, the power of God inside of you, praise God, begin to rely on it. As you rely on the power of God, praise God, the Spirit of God will help you continue to climb. Continue to climb. Praise God. And you get to a place, glory to God, hallelujah, where the Lord will sustain you, praise God. And the air, praise God, now is not, praise God, dragging you back. Praise God, gravity has no power over you anymore. Praise God, the law of drag has no power over you anymore, because you've got into a place, praise God, where the Spirit of God and the power of God is moving you forward. No matter what the devil throws at you, baby, no matter what the devil tries to do, praise God, you are moving forward in God. Yes, there's going to be some pain. Yes, there's going to be some heartache. But, baby, remind yourself who you are in God. Remind yourself of what you have on the inside. I've got power on this inside, and the power of God gives me the thrust to go to, praise God, that place in God. And I remember Andre making a point, praise God, while you're on the ground, obstacles look real, real big. Praise God, the mountains look real, real big while you're on the ground. But as you continue to climb, as you continue to get up in the atmosphere, the next thing you know, the little, praise God, that big, praise God, the skyscraper, praise God, the Eiffel Tower and all the other, praise God, high things in the earthen realm begin to look so tiny, because now you see them from another perspective, praise God, because you've allowed the law of thrust to get you to a place. Now you see things like God sees them. Praise God. You see things like God is able to understand. Nothing is too hard for God. Nothing, praise God, can come against our God. And guess what? What I want you to know today, praise God, that God, praise God, who opened up the universe, praise God, open up, praise God, the Red Sea, that same God is inside of you. That same power, praise God, is inside of you. He gave you of himself, and there's nothing the enemy can do. He can't stop you. He can't block you. Drag can't keep you down, praise God. Gravity can't hold you, praise God. You've got the authority and power, God, to soar into the heavens. Let's give God some praise in his house. Hallelujah. Glory. All right, let us stand to our feet. Glory to God. Thank you so much. Hallelujah. Thank God, thank God, thank God. We're going to close in prayer. Praise God. We want to say, praise God, make sure that you know that your election is sure. Praise God. If there's any doubt in your mind about your salvation, all you got to do is say, Lord, save me. Forgive me for my sin. If you've done something you feel like has knocked you out, praise God. Glory to God. Just repeat that prayer. Lord, save me. Glory to God. And God will, praise God, bring, praise God, the anointing upon your life, praise God, to cause you to understand who you really are in God. You can't be plucked out of God's hand in the first place, but the devil will fight you. You need this faith, praise God, to continue to deal with certain circumstances that will come up against your life. Praise God. Sometimes we do things, praise God, we know it's wrong. We shouldn't have done them. Praise God. And sometimes the devil will try to work with us that and make us feel that God doesn't love us because we did this, that, or the other. But you've got to remind yourself, praise God, of who you are in God. And yes, if you have to repent, praise God, if you have to have another way of thinking, then guess what? Just do that. Praise God, because God is there to receive you. Now, Father, in Jesus' name, we thank you for each and every person that's here on today. We pray, oh God, that you will cause our salvation to come, oh God, to us in a place that we recognize who we are in you. Satan, you're nothing but a foolish liar. You're dumb. You're stupid. Glory to God. You lost your place in heaven because you got lifted up in yourself. But now we lift up Jesus. Praise God. We love our Father and our Father and our God. We love him and we appreciate him. And he's taking us to the next level in him. And we appreciate all things work together for our good because we love God and been called according to his purpose. Now bless us as we leave this place on today. God, we leave knowing who we are in you. In the name of Jesus Christ, save the lost and reclaim the backslider. In Jesus' name, thank God for each person here on today. And let nobody's coming be in vain, but let them receive from you what they have need of. In Jesus' name we pray. Thank you, God. Amen.